This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, September the 2nd, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
At the 2019 Rare Impact Awards, winners included a violinist, two Texas politicians, and a pharmaceutical company. Officials of the National Organization for Rare Disorders presented the awards during a June 22nd dinner. Nearly 550 guests attended the event at the NASA Space Center in Houston. Retired astronaut Kenneth Cameron inaugurated the event. It was emceed by gymnast Mary Lou Retton. Mary won 5 gold medals at the 1984 Summer Olympics. She said that it was a chance to honor everyone who beats the odds to live their best lives every day. She said that if it was the Olympics, they would all surely win gold for all of their efforts. In all, 17 awards were handed out to individuals, nonprofit groups, and pharmaceutical companies. Politicians like Michael McCaul and Sarah Davis were also honored for their efforts. They both work to improve the lives of patients with rare diseases. Michael founded the Congressional Childhood Cancer Caucus. He was key in the passing of the 2018 Childhood Cancer Survivorship, Treatment, Access, and Research Act. And Sarah started legislation to improve oversight of the Texas Medicaid program. It helped to remove prior authorization requirements from early child intervention services. She has been especially inspired by those on the front lines every day that are fighting for their loved ones. Further, GW Pharmaceuticals made history in June 2018. This is when the US FDA approved their cannabis therapy, Epidiolex. This treats two rare and severe forms of epilepsy. The journey getting to this approval required steadfast determination in cannabinoid research. This approval of the first cannabis-derived medication has opened the door to treatments for patients with other rare diseases. Jane Gershkowitz, who's chief patient advocate at Amicus Therapeutics, accepted her company's award for developing Galafold. This is the first FDA-approved pill for Fabry disease. It provides an alternative to lengthy infusions and is now approved for reimbursement in 24 countries. It took nearly 16 years to bring Galafold forward. Other companies that won Rare Impact Awards were Tipsovo, to treat adults with relapsed or refractory or acute myeloid leukemia. Onpattro, to treat hATTR in adults. Palynziq, for adults with PKU. Oxervate, which are eye drops that treat neurotrophic keratitis. Gamifant, for patients with HLH. And Crysvita, for XLH, which is a rare inherited form of rickets. Other winners included clinical and molecular biologist Wendy Chung, and Deborah Regeer, who's Director of Genetic and Genomic Education at Children's National Medical Center, and Madison Shaw, whose charity helps those with primary immune deficiency disorders, and Deborah Skolaski, who's an advocate with NORD's Texas Rare Action Network. In addition, Allison Lint with the St. Joseph Symphony Orchestra provided classical music for the gala. She actually founded the nonprofit group called Violin for Vasculitis. Her mission is to travel to all 50 states to raise awareness about her rare autoimmune disease. Donna Appel was also honored. She had a 1-year-old daughter who was diagnosed with HPS. This is a rare bleeding disorder that's associated with albinism. In 1992, she established the New York-based HPS Network, which now has more than 1,300 members. She's also launched Dare to be Rare. This is a clothing line that helps to raise awareness of HPS and other diseases. Her organization recently helped establish the first clinic in Puerto Rico, where the disorder is particularly prevalent. Donna's daughter is now 31, and although they still don't have a cure, Donna will never stop trying to find one.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. We've touched on this topic before, but today I have a different spin on it. Overprotective parents. A college friend of mine is coming from out of town for my upcoming birthday party. She lived in the dorm across the hall from me. She happens to have cerebral palsy. Not sure if college just sticks all the people with disabilities in one wing or what, but that's a topic for a different day. I credit her for rescuing me when I was stuck in bed as my PCA was a no-show and my phone had died. She called the less than stellar agency for me, and we've been friends ever since. After college, we both moved back to our parents. Within a year, I moved out on my own, but she still lives with her parents to this day. She's ambulatory and perfectly capable of taking care of herself. From my perspective, her parents don't have that same confidence in her abilities. Honestly, I'm not sure how she got to college in the first place. I know she has the desire to move out, but I think her parents do so much for her as she's gotten comfortable. Without being too pushy, I've tried to nudge her to do a few things on her own. Unfortunately, I can't see the parental grip loosening anytime soon. It doesn't help that she's fallen a couple times, reinforcing the idea that she's destined for failure on her own. Originally, since she doesn't drive, her parents planned to bring her to my party. They'd drop her off at the hotel. My family would pick her up for the festivities and to hang out, and then bring her back to the hotel for the night. Recent development, her mom has decided to stay to watch over her daughter. Not a huge deal, but she was looking forward to doing this on her own. It'll be difficult not to say something, but I told her that her mom was more than welcome. When she arrives, I booked petties for the moms and mayonnaise for the two of us. Then I thought we could ditch the parents for pizza and a movie at my place before the big party the next day. My hope is that her mom will see that there can be a balance between independence and support. If she sees someone with even less mobility than her daughter doing it, maybe she'll realize her daughter can too. What are your thoughts on this? Head on over to smanewstoday.com and click on forums. I have a discussion about this in the adults with SMA category. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.